Okay, today Be'ez Hashem, we're continuing in the 8th parak of Mesachas Shavuos, and we're up to Parakhas Mishnah Dalet. Amar lecha b'shuk, if a guy says to a random person in the shuk, Heichan shari sheganavta, where's the ox that you stole from me? V'omer lo ganavta, he says, I don't know what you're talking about, I didn't steal anything from you. V'edim edim also sheganavta, and edim testified that he did steal it, Mishalim tashlum mekefel, he's got to pay kefel. Tavach u'machar, if the edim say, not only did he steal it, he shechted it or he sold it, so Mishalim tashlum me'arav v'chamisha. Then he's got to pay dalet v'hei. If he saw that Edom were about to come and testify against him that he had stolen it, so right away he admits, Amar Ganafti, Havalotavachti Vilo Mecharti, and he says, I stole it, but I did not shecht it, I did not sell it. And then the Edom come and they say, yes, he did, he stole it, and he shecht it, and he sold it, still Edom Shalim El Keren. He's only going to pay the Keren because the Chiv Dalim Hey is only when you're Chayv Kefel. But since he had admitted that he had stolen it, he's going to be Potter from the Kefel. Amar Lashol, Mishnah Hey. Amar l'shol, person says to a shoel, Heichan shori, where's my shor? Now whatever happened to it, a shoel is going to be chayef for. So Amar l'shol, the shoel says, Mace, it died. V'hun shenishbar nishbar nignav avad. And really something happened for which he's going to be chayef. Nishbar, where he says, it died. It was broken. V'hu shemeis nishbar nignav avad. And something else happened that he would have been chayef for. Or nishba, v'hu shemeis nishbar nignav avad. Nignav shemeis nishbar nishbar avad. Avad, v'hu shemeis nishbar nishbar nignav. In all these cases, he's saying one thing that he would be chayiv to pay for anyway, and the reality, the truth is something else that he would be chayiv to pay for anyway. So Mashbiachani, and he takes a shvua to his lie. That means the guy says, I hereby impose on you a shvua v'amar amein, and he willingly goes along with that. Pater, he's pater from the Asham and the Chomash, because he's chayiv anyway. So even by his own admission, he was going to be chayiv. So when he swore about those things, he wasn't patering himself from anything. He would have been chayiv to pay anyway. So let's review what we learned today. In Mishnah Dalet, we learned that if you say to a random guy, where's the shor that you stole? And the guy denies it, and then Edom come and testify that he had stolen it, you pay kefel. If Edom testify he stole it and was tavach u'machar, you pay dalet v'hei. But if he admitted to the stealing, and then Edom come and say that he was tavach u'machar, then he only pays the keren, because there's no gimel v'dalet, just dalet v'hei. And then in Mishnah Hey, we said that if you ask a shoel where your shor is, and the shoel makes a claim that anyway is going to be mechayev him, and he swears to that claim when the reality is something else that would have been mechayev him, so he's not chayev a karban asham and the keren v'chomesh because of the shvuah, he just pays the keren that he anyway would have been chayev for. But the Shem, next time we'll pick up with Parakhas Mishnah Vav.